I'm running away. I promise that I'm gonna make it out of here alive. Oh, you told me I need a rest from the wreck. There's some ending in the verse to keep told of. Oh, but I'm not gonna leave. I think I'm in love with the thought of a happiness I won't they see. I don't know about you, but I sure as hell miss the days when I thought all my friends were gone to heaven. Turn back time and we're all at the table. It's somebody's birthday and everyone's happy. It's hard to explain. Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that there's something inside us that notices beauty and tries to hold on. But every dream I chase just feels like a shadow. A shadow of something that's somehow not tiresome, but settles my heart.
You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota, and that is Jonathan Edwards, known as Wayward. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. You had the name of that song was not settled yet, and I'm glad you started with that because I wrote down these words. There's something inside us that notices beauty and tries to hold on. Tell me about that. That's a great line.
Thank you. So I sometimes struggle with depression, and this song kind of comes out of that, where it can feel like it's completely impossible to like be happy for more than a couple of seconds. I think I found when I'm thinking about myself, I go through these like 3-second bursts of happiness. So I have something that tastes really good and it's like, oh, wow, that's really delicious food. And I need another bite to keep that 3-second burst of happiness to have another one. So we do that or it's like even like when you see a close friend and you like give them a hug and it's like, oh, this is awesome to see you. And then it kind of like the excitement kind of fades away and like that, you know, that feeling of happiness that you're trying to hold on to fades. And that same thing comes with like with even like seeing something beautiful or like feeling like you're in a beautiful place in your life and you want to hold on to it, but it feels like it just fades so quickly. And so that kind of leads to one of the lines in the song towards the end that says, but every dream I chase just feels like a shadow of something that's somehow not tiresome but settles my heart.
Wow, this is a song that is new for you. You're going to record it on your next album?
Yes, thank you for asking. It is new. It's one that I wrote pretty recently, and I'm working on an album right now, and it's going to be called Happiness. It kind of has that same feeling where it's like yearning to hold on to happiness and try to figure out what that is.
Tell us about that and what people can expect when they see you in a concert.
So the first thing you might wonder is Wayward is like, is that multiple people? Or I get that a lot. I get like, wait, so where are the other people in the band? And I'm like, they couldn't make it. Sorry.
I should say there is only one of you in the studio
oh,
right
yes.
now.
I probably yeah. So I use this looper pedal. So if for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's basically you can like play something and then record it and play on top of it pretty much. That's another thing you'll probably notice is that I use that a lot. I found it's really helpful to just replace all your friends in the band with boxes. That's my new motto in life. Any kind of box, really. Cardboard box, anything. No, I'm just kidding.
How did you start doing house concerts?
That's a good question, too. So I started my career professionally about a year ago because people were awesome enough to listen, and that gave me my career to be possible. And so I started playing kind of like bars a lot. I've actually played at Bridges here in Bemidji, which is awesome. The people there are really nice, and they had me even when I like was first starting out and didn't know what I was doing. So I appreciate their support from the beginning up until the future too. But so I played in a lot of like bars, and I really appreciate getting to meet people in that setting. But then something that I tried pretty recently, and actually just March, so just like a month ago or something, for the first time I tried doing like house shows. So I'd go in people's living room, and it's like a show in a living room, so it's really relaxed. It's really personal. Like there's a living room full of maybe like 20 some people, and we're all just hanging out and playing music. And I really, really like it. And then I can like actually get to interact more with everyone there, I think. And I really appreciate that a lot. That was kind of how I got into it. And now I'm doing mostly house shows, it seems like, because it's so fun. But
tell me about your songwriting, because there's a lot of depth there. What
thank you.
How do you go about discovering a song? How does that process work for you?
Thank you. It really depends. When I first started writing, I mean, guitar is kind of the primary instrument I learned first. So I tend to like by default write with the guitar. But then as I sort of started to kind of learn piano, so I also play some songs on piano. But I think in terms of lyrical content and how I come up with ideas, that really also depends, I think, on the instrument. Because I think I really write to whatever instrument I'm playing. My kind of default that I've written for the longest is guitar. That's the most natural for me to write on. And so maybe I'll play something like... and just like some random melody, and then I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. And then sometimes I have a lyric in mind first, but then sometimes I just literally play the guitar or something until it kind of sounds like what I'm feeling. And then I try to interpret why I feel like that sounds. It's kind of a weird, a little bit cryptic. Yeah.
I like that idea, though. You said sounds like you're feeling. And
yeah,
that's probably what a lot of listeners are listening to, why they might appreciate a song. Is,
oh, man.
It sound, you know,
yeah, that's true.
I know you talked about depression, and I know when I'm sad, I don't want to hear a happy song.
Yep, that's just kind of annoying.
I want to hear something that'll just bring me down.
Yeah,
with it,
I know.
But for some reason, that feels good, that mm-hmm. feels. So that's interesting that that's how your songwriting can work sometimes. What's it like when you come up with a song and then you have to add these other people? Because I know you've had a couple other people with you here and there.
So when I do have bandmates with me, I write a lot with this looping pedal now too. So until recently, I would just have that whatever that melody idea was, and I would have the song, and I would have kind of just what it sounded like on guitar, and then I'd be like, hey, what do you think would sound cool here? And sometimes I have like ideas in my head too, but so I'd kind of approach the other musicians and ask them what they think. And then the fun part about having the loop pedal already having a bunch of things going on, it's like, okay, so what of this should we keep and what should we, it's mm-hmm. You kind of have to like re-flesh out the whole song when you add new people in. But it's really fun, and sometimes we've come up with just golden things that I wouldn't have ever thought of by combining the looping with a live band. It's really cool. So.
And is this all you're doing right now, music, or are you doing something else on the side?
Yeah, so as of about 7 months ago, I think it was, literally thanks to people listening, I was able to make this my full-time income. So I'm really honored. I'm really blessed that I can do that.
Great. Well, that's exciting. I know that's not easy at all. Let's hear, you have one EP out, right? That's called Wayward.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
People can get a hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at waywardsongs.com.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Okay. And then you're working on this other one, and I noticed that you have some live cuts. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this is a song that you're coming out with mm-hmm. in your next recording someday in the future, whoever knows when. But this is called Stay With Me. What's it about?
So this is, it's about kind of a lot of things. It kind of comes from the place of feeling like you don't deserve to hold on to the people that are close to you. Sometimes it feels like they're like this perfect person, this perfect relationship to you, and you don't want to like sour it. And sometimes it feels like you are. And that's kind of what this song comes
from.
Wow.
Okay. It's called Stay With Me. We're talking with Jonathan Edwards. His recording name or his band name is Wayward.
I wanna stay with you, wanna stay with you, but I can't and I won't. I'm gonna finally find a way to tell you that I was on fire last time I left you, but I don't make a difference anyway. They say that you should always find a way to make faces that never raise suspicion that the right race is even just a little bit out of your control. I don't know which is right or wrong, but I feel I'm far from where I belong. So will you take me and walk me home? Because I am addicted to feeling lost on my own. So stay with me, stay with me. Stay with me. All this distance, I just missed it. It's the way it feels when you're around and we're okay. And I'll admit that it's my fault. Yes, I'm a goner if I'm falling asleep. But tonight, I'll stay. They say that you should always find a way to make faces that never raise suspicion at the right rate. Says even just a little bit out of your control. Ooh.
right, oh no, which is right, oh wrong. But I feel I'm far from where I belong. So will you take me and walk me home? Because I am addicted to feeling lost on my own. So stay. They say it's easier to always find a way to make faces that never raise suspicion at the right rate. Just even just a little bit out of your control. Ooh. They say it's easy to always find a way to make faces that never raise suspicion at the right rate. Just even just a little bit out of your control. Ooh. I don't know which is right or wrong, but I feel I'm far from where I belong. So will you take me and walk me home? Because I am addicted to feeling lost on my own. So stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Stay with me, stay with me. I wanna stay with you. Would you stay with me? 'Cause I can't and I won't tonight.
We're talking with Jonathan Edwards, aka Wayward, on Center Stage Minnesota on 91.7 KAXC, 90.5 KBXC. I also noticed these two songs you've sung and the next one you'll sing, you have a live recording. How did that come about on your website? That's interesting.
That was actually an in-studio recording. So I had a couple of videos that I recorded some videos, and then a lot of people watched them, and it was people really liked them. So it was really cool. So we thought, you know, we might as well take the audio from that and just turn it into like a little album people can listen to if they want to. So people can do that too. It's also on waywardsongs.com. But
and is that those recordings, did you clean them up? Did you do anything special to them? Or are they just kind of the way they were on the videos?
Yeah, it's the exact same way they were on the videos, I think. I think there was one song where we had two takes, and one of them, like, the camera cut out or something, so we had to like use the not as good take, but who, I don't think too many people noticed, but that's right. Okay.
That's good. I mean, it's fun because there is a little bit of sound at the beginning or end of one of them, at least, that's extra, and that's fun. That's really fun. You're not going to sing it, but I'm interested in the song $11 in My Wallet and where that comes from and what are you concerned about your own future when you sing that song?
May or may not be based on a true story. But no, I'm just kidding. So it actually was written, not maybe what you would think, but if you've seen the movie Family Man, in that movie, he's like this really, really rich person, and he has like these fancy cars and this fancy apartment, fancy everything. I specifically remembered he had this trench coat that I thought was really, really cool. And I was like 11 years old when I saw the movie, and I looked up to him so much. I was like, this guy is so cool. I just want to be just like him. And so I went and got my bathrobe, which I tried to make look as much like the trench coat that he had. I tried to make it look as much like that as possible. And I tried to look just like him. I made these like fake bills to pretend that I was really rich. And yeah, so I wrote the song kind of about how as we get older, our dreams and aspirations kind of adapt for better or for worse. And I wrote the song about pursuing the things you want to accomplish, pursuing the person you want to be. and not forgetting the people that are the most important in the process.
So. Yeah, and I think people should listen to it because it is it's one of those songs that you start at the beginning of life, end at the end of life, and then you have to think, well, did it go the way I planned it or not? So that's really
interesting. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I did. And what else can you tell us about how you're going to do this new album? It's not officially announced yet.
Right now, I'm actually kind of finishing up writing just a bunch of extra songs just in case I want to sub them in because I have what I think is the full record, but I also want to just make sure that I really flesh out the ideas that I want to write about, because who knows, like if I keep writing, I might come up with a couple more that I really want to have on there. So I'm finishing up that process. Then I'm planning to actually, in my home studio, I'm going to make like a million demos of all of them to just kind of see like, okay, it could sound like this, it could sound like this other genre. And I'm dabbling between a bunch of different, totally different sounds. Like it could sound something like Ed Sheeran, or it could sound something like John Bellion, if you know who that is, or just a lot, like a lot. I have so many different, totally different influences that I'm trying to figure out how each song could sound, and then how it could sound in an album, and so that's kind of what I'm working on the next couple months. But
well, that's
but
exciting.
Don't tell anyone.
I won't tell anyone. But I do want to know if there's going to be a Beyonce cover on there, because that would be exciting.
I am honored that you even remember that.
I can do my Google.
I'm surprised that my Beyonce cover came up on Google, but that's great.
it does actually comes up, must be pretty high, because I didn't go deep.
That's really funny. I want to Google it now. I've never Googled it. But yeah, so if you didn't know, I released a little Beyonce cover that I've honestly spent too much time on it, so I felt like I probably shouldn't have invested as much time into it as I did. But you know what? It's okay. It was fun.
Well, good. It gives people something to look for, and it creates interest for you.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song off what will be someday another album.
But yeah, this one's called Happiness, and hope you like it. I'm packing up and leaving, and I wish you would come along. I'm chasing down a dream again, but the dream never seems to come home. Whoa, it's funny all the laughs you can have when you're halfway to somewhere new. But every time I ever arrive, it's like I'm only confused where I was even trying to get to. But I'm so tired of feeling so alone. But happiness is somewhere down this road. I'm so tired of feeling so alone. But happiness is somewhere down this road. It's been a couple days now since I saw you and kissed goodbye. But truth is that some nights I just make pretend that I'm alright. But honey, I miss our little date nights and when we sit around and watch TV. We're sitting doing nothing, but when I'm with you that's alright by me. Honey, I'm singing, I'm so tired of feeling so alone. But happiness
chasing somewhere down this road. I'm so tired of feeling so alone. But happiness is somewhere down this road. What if we lived in a world where good things didn't have to end? Where the grass was somehow green on our side of the fence? And what if the very thought of happiness is proof that it exists? And what if redemption's more than we said it is? What if redemption's more than we said?
Thank you so much, Jonathan Edwards.
Thank you so much, you guys.
We look forward to seeing you again anytime you're in town.
Well, thank you so much. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.